Chapter 1. Foundational Guidelines. Targeting is a complex and multidisciplined effort that requires coordinated interaction among many groups. Army forces meet a diverse array of challenges and contribute to national objectives across a wide range of operational categories, including large-scale combat operations, limited contingency operations, crisis response, and support to security cooperation. While the overwhelming majority of operations conducted by Army forces occur either below the threshold of armed conflict or during limited contingencies, the focus of Army readiness is on large-scale combat operations. Army forces conduct operations in support of joint campaigns, which, for the most part, occur as part of a larger coalition operation. Leaders must understand the interdependencies between their own assigned forces and the forces or capabilities provided by others to generate the complementary and reinforcing effects of combined arms approaches. Army forces employ joint and other unified action partner capabilities to the degree they are available. However, because peer threats can contest the force in all domains, Army forces must be prepared to conduct operations when some or all joint capabilities are unavailable to support mission accomplishment. Army forces employ organic capabilities in multiple domains, and they continuously benefit from air and maritime strategic transportation and space and cyberspace capabilities that they do not control, including global positioning, satellite communications, and intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. Lower echelons may not always notice the opportunities created by higher echelons or other forces that operate primarily in other domains. However, leaders must understand how the absence of those opportunities affects their concepts of operations, decision-making, and risk assessment. The Army's multi-domain operations concept accounts for the constant nature of war and the changing character of warfare. Its balanced approach guides how Army forces operate across the competition continuum given the prevailing characteristics of anticipated operational environments, OEs, now and in the near future. For more information on war, warfare, and multi-domain operations, see FM30. In order to be successful throughout the range of military operations, across the competition continuum, and overcome the challenges presented by a very diverse OE, Army commanders and staff use several integrating processes to synchronize forces and the warfighting functions within the military decision-making process, MDMP. An integrating process consists of a series of steps that incorporate multiple disciplines to achieve a specific end. Key integrating processes that occur within the MDMP include intelligence preparation of the battlefield, information collection, targeting, risk management, knowledge management. This manual will highlight the key integrating process of targeting and discuss its use in support of Army operations. The targeting methodology is an iterative and logical means necessary for the development, planning, execution, and assessment of target engagements. Commanders establish a targeting team to assist in planning. Key staff components working together are referred to as the targeting team and include, but are not limited to, enablers such as fire support, intelligence, operations, plan cells, and information advantage assets. Representatives from these cells and elements are essential to a comprehensive targeting process. Other members of the staff may help them in the planning and execution phases of targeting. Close coordination among all cells and elements is crucial for a successful targeting effort. The commander establishes the environment that determines the quality of the targeting effort, and targeting often determines the mission's success or failure. This success is dependent upon the shared understanding of the targeting team and the use of a standard lexicon outlined in the following sections. Section 1. Terminology. A target is an entity or object that performs a function for the threat considered for possible engagement or other action. JP 3-60. Targets include a wide array of mobile and stationary forces, equipment, and capabilities that span the physical, information, and human dimensions and that a threat can use to conduct operations. A target's importance is determined by its potential contribution to achieving a commander's objectives or otherwise accomplishing assigned tasks or reaching an effect. Targets are continuously refined or adjusted as an operation unfolds. Targeting is the process of selecting and prioritizing targets and matching the appropriate response to them, considering operational requirements and capabilities. JP3O. It is an integral part of the operations process that organizes the efforts of the commander and staff to integrate and synchronize fires in operations. Targeting seeks to create specific desired effects through lethal and non-lethal actions. Targeting encompasses many processes, all linked and logically guided by the joint targeting cycle. Units may use the Army targeting process or the joint targeting cycle as appropriate according to organizational echelon to integrate and synchronize capabilities across warfighting functions and information advantage into operations, creating the desired effects in time and space. The targeting team recommends targeting guidance to the commander, develops targets, selects targets for attack, and coordinates, integrates, and assigns organic or allocated joint, interagency, and multinational fires to specific targets and target systems. Section 2. Principles. Targeting proceeds from the commander's objectives to an assessment of the results achieved by the executed course of action, COA. Participants in the targeting process should adhere to these targeting principles for creating the desired effects while diminishing undesired or adverse collateral effects. The targeting principles are focused. Targeting focuses on achieving the commander's objectives. It is the function of targeting to achieve efficiently those objectives within the parameter set at the operational level, directed limitations, the rules of engagement, ROE, or rules for the use of force, the law of war, and other guidance given by the commander. Every target nominated must contribute to attaining the commander's objectives. Effect-based. Targeting seeks to create specific desired effects through lethal and non-lethal actions or capabilities. Target analysis encompasses all possible means to create desired effects, drawing from all available capabilities. The art of targeting seeks to create desired effects with the least risk and expenditure of time and resources. Interdisciplinary. Targeting is a command function that requires the participation of many disciplines. This entails participation from all elements of the unit staff, other organizations, and multinational partners in planning, preparation, execution, and assessment of targeting tasks. Systematic. A targeting methodology is a rational and iterative process that methodically analyzes, prioritizes, and assigns assets against targets systematically to create those effects that will contribute to achieving the commander's objectives. During the course of the operation, targets are systematically analyzed, prioritized, and assigned assets to create effects that will contribute to the achievement of the commander's objectives. If the desired effects are not created, targets may be considered again in the process, or operations may have to be modified. Section 3. Operations, Planning, and Targeting. Targeting plays an important role supporting the Army's operational concept, multi-domain operations. Multi-domain operations are the combined arms employment of joint and Army capabilities to create and exploit relative advantage to achieve objectives, defeat enemy forces, and consolidate gains on behalf of Joint Force Commanders, FM3O. Employing Army and joint capabilities makes use of all available combat power from each domain to accomplish missions at least cost. Multi-domain operations are the Army's contribution to joint campaigns, spanning the competition continuum. Targeting is related to all the tenets of operations: agility, convergence, endurance, and depth. FM3O specifically recognizes the overlap of convergence and targeting. Convergence is an outcome created by the concerted employment of capabilities from multiple domains and echelons against combinations of decisive points in any domain to create effects against a system, formation, decision maker, or in a specific geographic area. Convergence requires the synchronization of specific targets and broad objectives by the senior tactical echelon below the land component command. The ability to achieve convergence is dependent on many things, to include synchronizing the employment of capabilities to generate simultaneous, sequential, and enduring effects against the enemy system, and assessing individual effects and the probability the overall effect has been achieved. Targeting is also related to planning. Planning is the art and science of understanding a situation, envisioning a desired future, and determining effective ways to bring that future about. ADP 5.0. Planning is a continuous activity of the operations process. The major command and control, C2, activities performed during operations. Planning, preparing, executing, and continuously assessing the operation, ADP 5.0. Commanders use the operations process to drive the conceptual and detailed planning necessary to understand an OE, visualize and describe the operation's end state and operational approach, and direct, lead, and assess operations. Plans and orders provide the necessary context to conduct targeting. Targeting helps shape operations to meet objectives and the commander's targeting guidance. Successful targeting requires a close interrelationship between the fires and intelligence warfighting functions. Intelligence preparation of the battlefield, IPB, and intelligence situational development is critical to ensure successful fire support planning and targeting. In order to conduct successful targeting efforts, Army echelons must be aware of the operation and contingency plans, target systems analysis, TSA, and threat assessments produced at the national level to support their operations. Section 4. Key doctrinal concepts. The commander's targeting guidance must be articulated clearly and simply to enhance understanding. The guidance must be easily understood by all warfighting functions. Targeting guidance must focus on essential threat capabilities and functions that could interfere with the achievement of friendly objectives. Commanders describe the desired effects to be generated. Targeting guidance. The targeting team ensures that the proposed commander's targeting guidance includes targeting priorities, operational objectives, HPTs, desired effects, target selection standards, TSS, authorized actions against targets, any delegated responsibilities for target validation and approval, and the desired end state. These elements will be described in further detail in Chapter 2. The commander should leverage all available capabilities to create desired effects. The commander can also provide restrictions as part of their targeting guidance. Restrictions at the tactical level are different than restrictions at the joint level. Army forces use fire support coordination measures to include no-fire areas, target list worksheets, and ROE. Joint forces promulgate the Joint Force Commander's, JFC's, No Strike List, NSL, and the Restricted Target List, RTL. RTLs apply to all subordinate echelons. The NSL consists of objects or entities protected by Law of War, International Laws, ROE, Other Considerations. An RTL is a valid target list with specific restrictions such as Limit Collateral Damage, Do Not Strike During Daytime, Strike Only with a Certain Weapon, Proximity to Protected Facilities and Locations. Note, CFM 1-04, FM 3-57, JP 3-57, JP 20, and JP 3-60 for additional information on legal considerations and targeting restrictions. Targeting categories. There are two targeting categories, deliberate targeting and dynamic targeting. The two categories were adopted from joint doctrine but do not directly correlate to operations at the tactical echelons. Deliberate targeting generally allows for more time and a larger pool of resources in which to leverage against a target, while dynamic targeting is generally restricted by time, resources available, and command priorities. Deliberate targeting. Deliberate targeting prosecutes planned targets. These targets are known to exist in the area of operations, AO, and have actions scheduled against them. Examples range from targets on target lists in the applicable plan or order, targets detected insufficient time to be placed in the joint air tasking cycle, mission type orders, or fire support plans. There are two types of planned targets, scheduled and on call. The differences are as follows. Scheduled targets exist in the AO and are located in sufficient time so that fires or other actions upon them are identified for engagement at a specific planned time. On-call targets have actions planned, but not for a specific delivery time. The commander expects to locate these targets in sufficient time to execute planned actions. Target development. All Army forces conduct target development. Target development procedures in Army formations are often less formal and typically standard operating procedure, SOP dependent. Army units are not typically manned or equipped to conduct to standard joint target development tasks in accordance with CJCSI 3370.01D. Augmentation may come from external sources, requiring targeting teams to understand targeting tasks, required skills, and necessary equipment. Target development is the systematic examination of potential target systems and their components, individual targets, and even elements of targets to determine the necessary type and duration of the action that must be exerted on each target to create an effect that is consistent with the commander's specific objectives, JP3-60. Target development includes functions such as target research, nomination, deconfliction, aim point recommendation, target materials production, and collateral damage estimation. Target development includes, but is not limited to, the function, criticality, and vulnerabilities of each potential target, linking targets back to targeting objectives and measures of effectiveness. Target development is often dependent on the time and assets available. Development may take weeks to months at joint echelons and potentially minutes to hours at tactical echelons. Target types. Before beginning target development, the type of entity target must be established. There are five types of entity targets. Often referred to as the 5O target types, they are facilities, individuals, virtual, equipment, and organizations. Facility. A facility is a physical structure, group of structures, or area that performs one or more functions that contributes to a threat capability. In the context of entity-level target development, these measurable geophysical parameters define the real property boundary and ensure no target duplication or boundary conflicts break unique identification. All facility target elements must reside within the facility boundary. Individual. An individual is a person who provides one or more functions that contribute to a threat capability. Reserve the individual entity type for personnel that offer unique or critical functions to the threat. If an individual is only valuable due to their contribution to another target, for example, common soldiers or workers, the individual belongs to the personnel element of that target. Virtual. A virtual entity is a collection of programs, files, or code dependent on each other to perform a function for the threat. Consider programs, files, data paths, signals, and code with the purpose of enabling equipment to function as a virtual element of equipment. This equipment may in turn be an element of an organization, facility, or individual. Equipment. An equipment entity is an object made up of any number of devices and components, integrated and codependent, upon which engagement of one component results in an effect upon the whole. Consider mass-produced equipment, to include tanks, aircraft, and trucks, as target elements of the target type to which they contribute. Organization. An organization is a group or unit that provides a function that contributes to a threat capability. The joint force will differentiate between organizations and target systems. For example, a front company, an entity, that ships lethal aid, a function, for the terrorist network, the threat, would be a target. Target elements of an organization could include facilities, individuals, equipment, and virtual entities. However, facilities and individuals will most often be associated targets instead of elements. Target vetting. Vetting occurs at all Army echelons. The term vetting is commonly used within Army tactical units at battalion through corps. When used in this setting, Vetting more closely describes the dictionary definition of applying screening criteria to a piece of information. Staffs at Echelon assess and analyze targets to determine and confirm location, function, and target type for execution. In principle, vetting in a joint environment is typically external to the organization and a formal process. Within Army processes, vetting is typically internal to the organization and a less formal process. Vetting is a part of target development that assesses the accuracy of the supporting intelligence to targeting, JP3-60. Vetting is a key component of the target development process to establish a reasonable level of confidence in a candidate target's functional characterization. In target vetting, the intelligence officer coordinates an intelligence community review of the target data for accuracy of the supporting intelligence. An assessment of the supporting intelligence will include a minimum of target identification, significance, collateral damage considerations, geospatial or location issues, impact on the enemy or friendly forces, impact of not conducting operations against the target, environmental sensitivity, and intelligence gain or loss concerns. Vetting does not include an assessment of compliance with the law of war or ROE. Vetting in a joint environment is prescriptive and includes correspondence with one or more of the intelligence community members, dependent on authorities. See the most current version of CJCSI 3370.01D for more details. Target validation. Target validation must occur to receive command approval to perform engagements against targets. Within Army processes, validation is a commander's approval of targets to a target list worksheet or a high payoff target list, HPTL. Validation is a part of target development that ensures all candidate targets meet the objectives and criteria outlined in the commander's guidance and ensures compliance with the law of war and rules of engagement, JP3-60. Multinational considerations should be evaluated when validating targets. Target vetting and validation should be revisited as new intelligence becomes available or the situation changes. Target validation is presented by targeting personnel in consultation with the planners, servicing judge advocate general, and other experts and agencies as required. Validation in a joint environment is the approval of candidate targets to a joint target list, JTL, or an RTL. Target nomination. Target nominations in a joint environment are targets selected by the combatant command staff, components, subordinates, and task forces from the JTL and RTL to compile target nomination lists to nominate targets for engagement. See the current version of CJCSI 3370.01D. Within Army processes, target nominations from Corps and below functioning as a tactical headquarters is a lower echelon asking a higher echelon to execute a target on behalf of the requesting echelon. The higher headquarters for all aspects of targeting, to include development and execution, owns approved target nominations. Target recommendation. Within Army processes, target recommendations from Corps and below, functioning as a tactical headquarters, are targets that meet execution criteria passed from the intelligence and other staff elements to the fire support element, FSE, for execution. The distinction between the joint and Army environment target recommendations is that candidate targets are not yet validated, whereas target recommendations are valid targets. Target recommendations in a joint environment are called candidate targets submitted by component commanders, appropriate agencies, or the JFC staff for further development and inclusion on the JTL or RTL or moved to the NSL. See the current version of CJCSI 3370.01D. Dynamic targeting. Dynamic targeting is targeting that prosecutes targets identified too late or not selected for action in time to be included in deliberate targeting, JP3-60. Dynamic targeting accounts for the unpredictability of the threat and prosecutes targets of opportunity during current operations. Targets of opportunity are targets identified during execution that require the targeting team to account for changes to the previously planned actions, current assets available, and risks to immediate execution. There are two types of targets of opportunity, unplanned and unanticipated. The differences are as follows. Unplanned targets are known to exist in the AO, but no action has been planned against them. The target may not have been detected or located in sufficient time to meet planning deadlines. Alternatively, the target may have been located but not previously considered of sufficient importance to engage. Unanticipated targets are unknown or not expected to exist in the AO. Time-sensitive targets. A time-sensitive target is a Joint Force Commander-validated target or set of targets requiring immediate response because it is a highly lucrative, fleeting target of opportunity, or it poses or will soon pose a danger to friendly forces. JP3-60. A time-sensitive target, TST, is of such high importance to the accomplishment of the JFC mission and objectives, or one that presents such a significant strategic or operational threat to friendly forces or allies, that the JFC dedicates intelligence collection and attack assets to ensure success. TSTs comprise a very small or limited number of planned targets due to the required investment of assets and potential disruption of planned execution, and are only those targets designated by the JFC and identified as such in the JFC guidance and intent. TSTs are normally executed rapidly. However, to be targeted successfully, they require considerable deliberate planning and preparation within the joint targeting cycle. Army units should be aware of the theater TST matrix. Component critical targets. Echelons designated as the Land Component Commander, LCC, will identify and nominate component critical targets. Service component commanders may designate high priority targets that present significant risks to or opportunities for component forces and missions. These are generally targets that the service component commander or commanders have nominated to the JFC TST list but were not approved as TSTs. This class of targets, known as component critical targets, may still require dynamic execution with cross-component coordination and assistance in an expedited manner. The JFC and service component commanders should clearly designate these targets prior to execution of military operations. These targets should receive the highest priority possible, just below targets on the JFC TST list. Sensitive targets. Certain targets require special care or caution in treatment because failure to engage them or to engage them improperly can lead to major adverse consequences. Examples include leader targets, high-value individuals, HVI, that must be handled sensitively due to potential political repercussions, targets located in areas with a high risk of collateral damage, and weapons of mass destruction facilities, where an attack can lead to major long-term environmental damage. Such targets are often characterized as sensitive in one respect or another, without having the intrinsic characteristics, by definition, of a sensitive target. Nonetheless, the way they are attacked is sensitive and may require coordination with and approval from the JFC or higher authorities. In most cases, it is best to establish criteria for engaging such targets in as much detail as possible during planning before combat commences. For a comprehensive definition of sensitive targets, see the current version of CJCSI 3122.06E. Section 5. General Responsibilities. Targeting team members are competent experts in doctrine and the processes and procedures associated with operations and targeting. The team understands existing authorities and critical staff capabilities, enabling the creation and assessment of effects to support the commander's intent. Key targeting personnel. Furthermore, they understand their targeting duties and requirements enough to accomplish coordination both vertically and horizontally. They are adaptive and have the flexibility to recognize changes in the OE and makes timely coordination to effect targeting. Key targeting personnel may not exist at all echelons. Higher echelons provide support if specific skills are required. Contribution to effective targeting requires a common understanding of warfighting functions and staff officers' duties and responsibilities. The following paragraphs highlight key tasks and responsibilities to the targeting process, not all-inclusive. Any echelon-specific task or reference will be listed explicitly. All other references to a staff section will be listed with a G series, but can be substituted for a J or S as applicable. For example, the Battalion or Brigade Intelligence Staff Officer, S2, and the Battalion or Brigade Operations Staff Officer, S3. Commander. The commander issues targeting guidance in support of the concept of operations. The commander's concept of operations and mission statement contribute to the commander's intent, are structured to facilitate shared understanding, and provide focus for the targeting team. Commanders are the final approval authority on targeting activities and acceptable levels of risk. Commanders can delegate or withhold targeting authorities and approvals. Additional commander targeting responsibilities include directing the formation, composition, and responsibilities of a targeting board. The commander chairs the targeting board or appoints a delegated authority. They also ensure the integration of the targeting effort throughout the operation process and provide targeting guidance and priorities for shaping deep, close, and rear area operations. The commander approves the HPTL, TSS, Targeting Synchronization Matrix, TSM, Attack Guidance Matrix, AGM, and the Collection Plan. Deputy Commander / Chief of Staff, or Designated Representative. The commander may delegate control of the unit's targeting process to include targeting battle rhythm events to a Deputy Commander, Chief of Staff, Executive Officer, Assistant Chief of Staff, Operations, G3, or Fire Support Coordinator, FISCORD. This delegate is responsible for supervising the unit's targeting process and ensuring integration with higher and subordinate headquarters. Staff Judge Advocate. The Staff Judge Advocate, SJA, provides legal advice and support to the targeting team during all phases of operations. Members of the SJA team participate in targeting battle rhythm events. In conjunction with the G3 and Chief of Fires / FISCORD, the SJA ensures the law of armed conflict, operational ROE, general restrictions, precautions in attack, separation of military activities, special protections, national sovereignty, environmental considerations, and the commander's targeting authorities are disseminated and followed throughout all staff sections and subordinate commands. As needed, liaises with higher headquarters to attain authorities currently not delegable. Intelligence Officer. The Assistant Chief of Staff, Intelligence, G2, is the chief of the intelligence warfighting function and the principal staff officer responsible for providing intelligence support to targeting, current and future operations, and plans. The G2 identifies, monitors, and assesses threats as they adapt and change over time to determine their ability to affect mission accomplishment. Together with the G3, the G2 helps the commander coordinate, integrate, and supervise the execution of information collection. The G2 supports targeting tasks or activities by refining higher headquarters threat or threats / declared hostile force or forces systems and conducting component analysis. At a minimum, the G2 identifies threat forces' combat power to include functions, composition, and disposition of enemy units 2 levels down with further refinement as the situation requires or as directed by the commander. The G2 supervises development of the threat event template depicting capabilities, capacity, and requirements tied to enemy decision points and differences in enemy courses of action. In addition, they provide information on the current enemy situation, estimates of current enemy capabilities by function, and conduct target value analysis, TVA, high-value target HVT identification, and the development of high-payoff targets, HPTs. A high-payoff target is a target whose loss to the enemy will significantly contribute to the success of the friendly course of action, JP3-60. A high-value target is a target the enemy commander requires for the successful completion of the mission, JP3-60. The G2 provides assessments of enemy activity, syncing with the ATO cycle to better project likely enemy locations for collection and targeting. the G2 will send a knowledgeable representative to all targeting battle rhythm events. Staff Weather Officer. The Staff Weather Officer briefs the terrestrial and extraterrestrial weather forecast to include light, weather data, and space weather anomaly or anomalies for the next 96 hours. The light weather terrestrial data impacts friendly air operations for fixed-wing and rotary-wing aircrafts. The extraterrestrial data impacts precision-guided GPS munitions point of impacts. The Staff Weather Officer, SWO, describes the effects and impacts to friendly and enemy forces and sensors. Not usually found at echelons below division, these tasks are normally performed by S2 personnel. Intelligence Targeting Officer in Charge. This is an echelon-specific position at the division and above. The Intelligence Targeting Officer integrates intelligence support to targeting and maintains the target database. The Intelligence Targeting Officer applies the criteria for timeliness and accuracy from the TSS and reports HPTs to the Field Artillery Intelligence Officer, FAIO. The Intelligence Targeting Officer participates in the targeting working group and ensures the G2/S2 and analytic elements possess the most current HPT, TSS, and AGM. They coordinate with the collection manager to ensure adequate intelligence collection to support targeting to include recommendations for any named area of interest, NAI, and target area of interest, TAI. The Intelligence Targeting Officer also coordinates with the analytic element for targeting intelligence support to organizational fires. They conduct and maintain battle damage assessments, BDA, provide re-attack recommendations to the identified decision authority, and participate in targeting battle rhythm events. Collection Manager. Collection management is integral to Army targeting. The Collection Manager supports the targeting process through integration and synchronization of organic collection resources and the development of Priority Intelligence Requirements, PIRs, and Targeting Intelligence Requirements for Organic, Adjacent, Coalition, Mission Partner Environment, Theater/Joint, and National Assets. The Collection Manager supports targeting by providing understanding of all available collection assets and coordinating for any additional assets required. Targeting intelligence requirements, balanced against PIRs and other information requirements, are incorporated into the collection management plan. The collection manager prioritizes collection assets in support of the commander's objectives and assists in the development of NAIs and TAIs. In addition, the collection manager ensures collection times are synchronized with the TSM to support operations and participates in targeting battle rhythm events. Operations Officer. The G3 ensures warfighting functions are integrated and synchronized across the planning horizons in current operations, future operations, and planning cells. The Operations Officer authenticates all plans and orders per commander's guidance. The G3 supervises tasks in support of targeting by publishing the commander's daily guidance, which includes objectives and targeting guidance. The G3 ensures adherence to ROE during operations in coordination with the SJA and other staff sections/agencies as required. The G3 disseminates targeting objectives, effects, TAI, and targeting tasks to subordinate commands, and chairs the Target Coordination Board when necessary. Plans Officer. The Assistant Chief of Staff plans in conjunction with the G3, prepares Annex A, Task Organization, Annex C, Operations, and Annex M, Assessment to the Operation Order, Op Ord, or Operation Plan, O Plan. The Plans Officer supervises the execution of targeting tasks by developing operational end states in support of the commander's intent to include objectives in the long-range planning horizon. The Plans Officer provides projected changes in task organization, joint apportioned resources, and command and support relationships to include providing updates on branches or sequels to the current plan and changes to the commander's intent or end state. The Plans Officer ensures incorporation of targeting effects into the operations assessment plan, enabled by the Operations Research and System Analysis, referred to as ORSA. The plans officer provides operations assessments and commander's guidance to targeting battle rhythm events and recommends targeting tasks and effects to support the commander's decision points. They participate in targeting battle rhythm events as required. Future Operations Officer. The Future Operations Officer is responsible for planning operations in the mid-range planning horizon. The Future Operations Officer supervises performance of targeting tasks by providing adjustments including positioning or maneuvering of forces in depth that facilitate continuation of the current operation. The Future Operations Officer provides friendly schemes of maneuver for mid-range planning horizons and provides updates or changes to task organization, commander's guidance, current objectives, task and purpose, or graphic control measures. The Future Operations Officer provides the commander's decision point or points, referred to as DPs, and participates in targeting battle rhythm events. Current Operations Officer. The Current Operations Officer integrates the approved TSM into the unit's current operations synchronization matrix. The Current Operations Officer performs targeting tasks or activities by executing and assessing the approved targeting tasks per the commander's execution guidance. They conduct tasking/retasking of assets to support engagement of dynamic targets and TSTs and participate in targeting battle rhythm events when able. Chief of Fires. The Chief of Fires is the senior fire staff officer at echelons above corps who advises the commander on the best use of available fires resources and provides input to the necessary orders, ADP 3-19. The Chief of Fires is located in the Theater Army Fire Cell or Joint Task Force, JTF, Joint Fires Element that does not have a Theater Fires Command to execute joint fires. The Chief of Fires facilitates the fire's warfighting function and works closely with the G3 to ensure a mutual understanding of all aspects of planning, preparation, execution, and assessment of fires in support of operations. The Chief of Fires' targeting responsibilities are similar to those of the FISCORD. Fire Support Coordinator. The Fire Support Coordinator is the senior field artillery commander for the theater, corps, division, and brigade combat team who is the maneuver commander's primary advisor to plan, coordinate, and integrate field artillery and fire support in the execution of assigned tasks. FM 3-09. The FISCORD works closely with the Chief of Staff or Executive Officer, the G2 and G3, to ensure a mutual understanding of all aspects of planning, preparation, execution, and assessment of fires in support of operations. The FISCORD supervises the execution of targeting tasks or activities by coordinating with respective higher headquarters, Joint Air Operations Center, Battlefield Coordination Detachment, BCD, and other unified action partners as needed. The FISCORD establishes the targeting process based on the commander's guidance and intent by ensuring integration and synchronization of targeting battle rhythm events into the unit's battle rhythm vertically and horizontally across commands. They establish the targeting working group and targeting coordination board agenda. The FISCORD oversees the development and management, with assistance from the G2 and SJA, of the HPTL, JTL/RTL, and NSL as applicable at echelon. They oversee the development of the target nominations list for external support and recommend engagement procedures for targets of opportunity. The FISCORD chairs the targeting working group and facilitates the targeting coordination board as delegated. Air Liaison Officer. The Air Liaison Officer, ALO, is responsible for advising on air operations. The ALO is the senior Air Force officer with each tactical air control party. The ALO supervises the execution of targeting tasks or activities by advising the targeting team on the employment of air assets. The ALO facilitates the integration of air capabilities to support target execution efforts and ensures digital communications are established with the air component to support targeting. They participate in targeting battle rhythm events as necessary. Targeting Officer. Targeting officers are assigned to field artillery battalions, field artillery brigades, division artillery, DIVARTI, combat aviation brigades, FSEs from Brigade Combat Team, BCT, through Corps, fire cells at echelons above Corps, EAC, cyber mission teams, and special forces units. Targeting officers drive the unit's targeting process and are technical experts on all matters relating to Army and joint targeting. Targeting officers ensure the targeting process, systems integration, personnel training, and supporting procedures comply with Army and joint standards. Targeting officers participate in the MDMP and coordinate with other staff members in the development of targeting products, HPTL, TSS, AGM, TSM, to support the unit's mission. Targeting officers advise the commander and staff on all facets of targeting and oversee digital targeting systems integration at echelon. The targeting officer references TSA and outputs from MDMP, IPB, Joint Intelligence Preparation of the Operational Environment, identifies HPTs, and develop opportunities within all domains. They assist in Measure of Performance, MOP, and Measure of Effectiveness, MO, development, and supports the targeting team in the development of BDA criteria. For more information on TSA, see JP3-60. Targeting officers recommend entities for inclusion on targeting lists and conduct target development and nomination at echelon. They develop and submit unit targets requiring the sensitive target approval and review process. Targeting officers facilitate targeting battle rhythm events and conduct battle handoff of targeting products with current operation. They ensure ROE with the SJA and authorities are communicated and adhered to by the targeting team, and develop and ensure the publication of targeting guidance and ensure changes to the approved targeting lists and other targeting-related products are published in fragmentary orders. Field Artillery Intelligence Officer. FAIOs are assigned at FSEs from BCTs through Corps and fire cells at EAC. They are integrated within the unit's intelligence function to facilitate target development, nomination, prioritization, and execution. They participate in MDMP and assist with drafting the HPTL recommendation, TSS, AGM, and assessment criteria. They are responsible for the fires and intelligence systems integration to support target detection, execution, and assessment. FAIOs coordinate with adjacent and higher headquarters, Subordinate Intelligence Elements Military Intelligence Brigade Theater, MIB-T, Expeditionary Military Intelligence Brigade, EMIB, Analysis and Control Element, ACE, and Military Intelligence Company to develop, nominate, and prioritize targets. They provide direction and guidance to intelligence elements on HPTL, TSS, and TSM, and assists in the refinement of enemy order of battle, artillery and air defense focused. The FAIO assists in NAI and TAI development and coordinates with the collection manager and organic and external intelligence organizations to create potential targets. The FAIO, when serving in a joint role, typically co-locates with the Deputy Directorate for Targets of a Joint Staff, referred to as J2T, for Basic Target Development, Intermediate Target Development, and Advanced Target Development. They assist the intelligence section with combat assessment and confirm the fires to intelligence digital systems architecture for responsive target execution. They facilitate execution of targets detected with current operations and participate in targeting battle rhythm events as available. Cyber Electromagnetic Warfare Officer. The Cyber Electromagnetic Warfare Officer, CEWO, leads the Cyberspace Electromagnetic Activities, CEMA, section and works closely with the FSE, G2, Operations Planning Officers, and Communications Operations Officers to plan, prepare, and execute cyberspace and spectrum management operations to meet the commander's objectives. The CEWO supervises the execution of targeting tasks or activities in conjunction with the G2 to identify threat cyberspace and electromagnetic warfare, EW, intent, critical capabilities, requirements, and vulnerabilities. In conjunction with the intelligence section and the FAIO, the CEWO conducts TVA of threat critical capabilities which are enabled by cyberspace and the electromagnetic spectrum operations for determining cyberspace and EW-related HVT. The CEWO develops threat objectives and use of cyberspace and the electromagnetic spectrum operations and identifies dual-use capabilities. They nominate cyberspace and EW-related HPTs, NAIs, and TAIs, and provide information requirements to the intelligence cell for collection and analysis to assist in the target development and selection effort. The CWO identifies cyberspace and EW capabilities of adjacent, joint, mission partners, and civilian organizations in the assigned AO. The CWO develops MOP and MO criteria during targeting to evaluate the effectiveness of offensive cyberspace operations and electromagnetic attack. When designated, the CWO serves as jamming control authority for ground or airborne electromagnetic attacks. The CWO assists in the development of TSS, AGM, collateral effects evaluations, and BDA for threat cyberspace and EW. In addition, the CWO submits requests for support to higher headquarters and joint partners and participates in targeting battle rhythm events. Information Operations Officer. The Information Operations IO Officer is responsible for integrating and synchronizing information capabilities in support of operations. The IO Officer combines all information-related actions and incorporates them into targeting objectives to achieve decision dominance in support of the commander's objectives. The IO Officer performs targeting tasks by leading the IO working group to synchronize and deconflict information capabilities in support of targeting objectives. The IO Officer contributes to the threat and vulnerability assessment and develops IO-related HVTs. The IO Officer provides IO input to targeting guidance and objectives and deconflicts and coordinates potential HPTs. The IO Officer submits IO information requirements to the G2 and executes attacks in accordance with the AGM. They evaluate effects of attacks and participate in targeting battle rhythm events. Space Operations Officer. A Space Operations Officer is in charge of the space support element and is responsible for providing space-related tactical support, coordination of space capabilities, and may conduct integrated joint special technical operations, referred to as IJSTO, available to the command. The space support element performs targeting tasks or activities by providing the targeting team with space domain awareness. The space support element, under the supervision of the Space Operations Officer, provides implications of the denied, degraded, and disrupted space operational environment, referred to as D3SOE, on targeting operations. In conjunction with the G2 intelligence section, they identify adversary space-based and space domain targets reliant or enabling capabilities. In coordination with the G2 and G3, identifies space-based and space domain capabilities of adjacent, joint, mission partners, and civilian organizations in the assigned AO. They conduct TVA of space-based capabilities and space domain systems to develop potential targets. Working with the targeting officer and FAIO, they contribute to TSS, AGM, and BDA development for space-based and space domain targets. The Space Operations Officer participates in targeting battle rhythm events. Civil Affairs Officer. The Assistant Chief of Staff, Civil Affairs Operations, referred to as the G9, is responsible for evaluating the civil environment during mission analysis, planning, and execution. The G9 uses the understanding of the interaction of the operational and mission variables to identify critical capabilities for addition to the NSL, RTL/JTL, and potential sensitive targets. The G9 participates in targeting battle rhythm events. Psychological Operations Officer. The Psychological Operations Officer's responsibilities include advising the commander and unit staff on military information support operations. They identify potential targets, such as HPTs to be influenced, and provide input to the command targeting guidance. The Psychological Operations Officer coordinates military information support operations focused targeting with relevant sections such as fires, information operations, civil affairs, and the deception officer. They conduct planning and evaluate military information support operations effectiveness with the G2. Air and Missile Defense Officer. The Air and Missile Defense Officer is the senior advisor to the commander on all air and missile defense operations and activities. The Air and Missile Defense Officer coordinates the defense of the commander's specified critical assets against air and missile threats. The Air and Missile Defense Officer supervises the execution of the following targeting tasks or activities by supporting the intelligence section in the identification of Integrated Air Defense System, HVTs, and to determine target characteristics. They assist the FAIO and intelligence section with Integrated Air Defense System TSS and BDA criteria. The Air and Missile Defense Officer nominates Integrated Air Defense System HPTs and TAIs and participates in targeting battle rhythm events. Chief of Protection. The Chief of Protection has coordinating staff responsibilities for the Chemical, Biological, Radiological, and Nuclear Seaburn Officer, the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Officer, the Operations Security Officer, the Personnel Recovery Officer, the Provost Marshal, and the Safety Officer. The Chief of Protection supervises the execution of the following targeting tasks or activities by identifying threat Seaburn effects, critical capabilities, requirements, and vulnerabilities. They conduct TVA of threat Seaburn capabilities and characteristics to determine their HVTs and nominates HPTs and TAIs to affect threat Seaburn capacity. Under the supervision of the Chief of Protection, they contribute to TSS, AGM, and BDA development for threat Seaburn capabilities and provide updates to the NSL. They nominate targets to the RTL/JTL and conduct area analysis to identify potential medical and environmental hazards and threats. The Chief of Protection participates in targeting battle rhythm events. Engineer Officer. The Engineer Officer assists the Assistant Chief of Plans and G3 with planning and assessing mobility and counter-mobility capability. The Engineer Officer identifies threat engineering critical capabilities, requirements, and vulnerabilities. They conduct TVA of threat engineer capabilities and characteristics to determine their HVTs. The Engineer Officer nominates HPTs and TAIs to affect threat engineer capacity. They contribute to TSS, AGM, and BDA development for threat engineering capabilities and recommends obstacles that deny the enemy freedom of movement across the depth of the AO. The Engineer Officer identifies critical infrastructures along the main and supporting line of communication for inclusion on the RTL/JTL and participates in targeting battle rhythm events. Logistics Officer. The Assistant Chief of Staff, Logistics, G4, is the Principal Staff Officer for Sustainment Plans and Operations, Supply, Maintenance, Transportation, Services, and Operational Contract Support. The G4, in conjunction with the G2 and G3, is responsible for the logistic preparation of the battlefield. G4 supervises the execution of targeting tasks or activities by recommending sustainment priorities. At the theater level, the G4 recommends controlled supply rates for critical munitions and capabilities to the commander for approval. Subordinate G4s determine subsequent rates at their level. In conjunction with the Chief of Fires, the FIS Cord recommends the distribution of critical munitions to the commander for approval. The G4 nominates key facilities and infrastructure on the main line of communications for inclusion on the RTL. The G4 provides updates on threat logistics, tactics, equipment, capabilities, vulnerabilities, and intent. They identify threat supply/resupply routes and logistic HVTs and participate in targeting battle rhythm events. Liaison Officers. Liaison officers present their commander's concept of operations, targeting requirements, target nominations, and requests for support in lieu of FSEs. Liaison officers participate in targeting battle rhythm events.